It is to work with the Regulatory Information Service Center and the Environmental Protection Agency to provide enhanced access to the regulatory plan and the unified agenda of regulatory and deregulatory actions.
And what's the timeline on that, and what needs to happen from a technical standpoint? Are we too soon?
I think we're a little bit too early, and I can't give you an answer to that right away.
One of the big efforts of GPO is FedSys, your online system for just about everything, and you've got a lot going on there. Tell us some of the highlights of what FedSys is up to.
Absolutely. It's the Federal Digital System, or FDSys. And it is now our system of record for the U.S. Government Printing Office. And it's an exciting project because it was built as a content management system. And within that purview, it securely manages all electronic federal agency.
And by the way, it just went live, right? I mean, it's only a couple months into its reincarnation from the old system.
Yes, actually, FDSys was launched in 2009, but in December 2010, it became our official system of record, exactly. And the plans are that we will make the GPO access system archive only later this spring, and at some point next summer or fall, we will sunset it because we have transferred all of the files from GPO access into FDSys. But again, it's a content management system, and so that's very different than the way the GPO access system was constructed. It securely manages digital federal information, safeguarding its integrity and its authenticity. It combines extensive metadata with the digital files and modern search technology, making it much easier for users to locate the information that they need. It follows archival system standards to ensure long-term preservation and access to the digital content as well.
Now, where does FedSys leave off and the National Archives take over?
Well, we have two different missions. GPO's mission is keeping America informed. And the GPO access system was mandated by Congress by legislation passed in 1993, and we launched it in 1994 as an electronic system for finding government information. The National Archives and Records Administration's mission is to preserve the records of Congress and the courts and federal agencies and, of course, presidential records as well.
Now, in FedSys, you're looking to increase services to other federal agencies to help them preserve, as you put it, their born digital documents that might be at risk. Tell us about that.
Well, important components of GPO's legislative mandate is to make sure that the public has easy access to government information through the network of approximately 1,220 federal depository libraries located in almost every congressional district. And they have rich, robust collections of historic publications. Some of them have been in the Depository Library Program for over 150 years, actually, because its antecedents began around 1813. So with the enactment of the GPO Access Act, we had the authority to move into the digital dissemination world at a very timely time and really ahead of many other agencies in creating a web presence and a digital content system. So GPO Access is, as I mentioned, will become archive only and be sunsetted because all of its content is now in our new federal digital system.
Mary Alice Baish is Superintendent of Documents at the Government Printing Office. So for agencies to be able to trust the FedSys system and the security and the longevity, you are trying to prove that to them with an audit. So give us the rundown on what's happening there.
Absolutely. We have just completed an internal audit of the FDSys system architecture, how we ingest and archive our digital files. And this was done by GPO staff as the first step toward having an outside audit done on the FDSys system. So we will be looking for a vendor, hopefully in late summer or fall. to do an external audit. It's called the Trustworthy Repositories Audit and Certification, and that will demonstrate to the preservation and conservation world that we have the capability of permanent preservation. So TRAC is really an auditing tool that will assess the reliability of our system, the agency's commitment to it, and the readiness of our institution to assume long-term preservation requirements.
And so this looks at your security and the condition of the equipment and also your pathway for migration to new generation of technology, that kind of thing?
Absolutely.
So it sounds like GPO's roots are really spreading out far beyond its own building in Congress to really encompass access needs of the whole federal government.
Yes, not taking away any role from the National Archives and Records Administration because our missions are different. But as to the content that we ingest into the federal digital system, and it's so exciting because we have a number of partnerships with the Library of Congress, the ongoing ones with the Office of the Federal Register, et cetera, and with entities within Congress to expand our digital content. I think one of the most exciting prospective opportunities of collaboration is to take some of the print titles and turn them into really dynamic databases so that a user can come and know that what is available through FDCIS is the most timely and current information.
And you're also doing work on e-books, too. I guess people may not realize how many books are published by federal agencies, so tell us what's going on with the e-book system.
We've really made great progress in innovation through several new initiatives, including our Google Partner Program and the GPO e-book program. The Google Partner Program increases awareness of government publications, and also because they are available through the Google search engine, make it very easy for members of the public to locate and find them. An end user would then have the option of viewing the document on Google, of paying a small amount for a digital copy of that document, or coming to the GPO online bookstore or our brick-and-mortar bookstore on North Capitol Street in Washington to purchase the book for themselves.
But you can do the conversion within GPO to those formats on behalf of agencies that want to get their books out there electronically.
We absolutely can.